It's Thursday night in the gymnasium of First Family Church in Ankeny. A dozen players roll around the court in wheelchairs during their weekly pickup basketball game. At times, the contest takes on the aspect of a demolition derby, as players crash into each other in pursuit of the ball.
It does get wild, yeah. And that's what it is. I like when everybody gets into it and stuff. And that's just, you know, and that's what I like about it, you know, because everybody's out there having fun, you know. No one's, you know, mad at each other. We just there to have fun.
That's Mario Bennett of Des Moines. He contracted polio when he was 8 months old and has been playing wheelchair basketball for 15 years. This particular scrimmage was organized by Adaptive Sports Iowa, a division of the Iowa Sports Foundation. The Ames-based program formed in March to provide sports and recreational activities for people with physical disabilities. Mike Boone is its director.
By, you know, giving them the social outlet of going and playing basketball with their peers, or, you know, giving them the outlet to go and train for RAGBRAI, you know, that forces them to get out from their house. They're not sitting on their couch all day watching TV, but they're active.
Boone is not physically disabled himself, but his father was blind. He grew interested in Paralympic sports while teaching disabled athletes how to ski on the slopes of Colorado. Now he wants to offer similar opportunities to people such as E.J. Runyon of Des Moines.
I play basketball. I've also do kayaking. I've done rock climbing. I deer hunt. I love to swim. And this coming spring we'll be doing snow skiing.
Runyon was a champion wheelchair track and field star while at Johnston High School, winning 16 state titles. He coaches at a disabled sports camp operated by the University of Northern Iowa. And he rode across the state last summer with a team of cyclists on RAGBRAI. He takes a break from the basketball game in Ankeny to show off the bike he used, a three-wheeler that he pedals with his hands.
You just pedal like you're rowing a boat. And it just goes along. And then you've got a shifter down below that you can shift gears with.
Runyon was born with spina bifida, the most common of the neural tube disorders, which results in the incomplete development of the spine. He has never used his condition as an excuse for sitting on the sidelines.
Just because you're in a wheelchair doesn't mean that, you know, you're limited to only certain things. My motto is, you can do anything you want in your power, but it just will be in a different way.
Runyon says his ultimate goal is to compete at the International Paralympic Games, possibly as early as 2012. Another disabled Iowan has already achieved a lofty athletic ambition. 25 years ago, Mark Block of Ankeny was paralyzed from the neck down in a car accident. Over years of rehabilitation, he regained use of his limbs. 2 years ago, however, he received a setback after a fall at home sent him back to rehab. Today, he walks with an uneven gait. But in November, he entered something called the Skyrise event in Chicago. He climbed the 103 floors of the Sears Tower in a little over an hour. Before he set out for Chicago, he listed his reasons for the challenge.
Exercise has many benefits, first and foremost physical fitness, but also too there's a psychological and social sense of well-being that comes with that, the sense of accomplishment, the socialization is huge.
Block was joined on the grueling climb by Mike Boone and others connected to Adaptive Sports Iowa. The program is planning ski outings in the coming months. Over the summer, it formed the Iowa Reapers, a beep baseball squad for people with visual impairments.
I'm going to take the first one.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a Sunday afternoon on a middle school playground on the north side of Des Moines, and Julie Oftenkamp is preparing to take some swings at a noisy baseball.
I haven't batted for a while, so I just wanted to listen to the timing of the pitcher and how quick the ball comes across.
Ready, set, pitch. Good, good, good one, Julie, good one. Right there.
Oftenkamp was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa when she was 8 years old. Her eyesight diminished gradually, but in high school it was good enough for her to play on the softball team. She missed the game after her vision deteriorated and grew excited when she heard about a beep baseball team organizing.
I've always been interested in sports, and this is very adaptive, yet it's very challenging and competitive. Yeah, I really like it.
There are only two bases in beat baseball. They look like standing punching bags. When the batter makes contact, one of them buzzes loudly so the hitter knows which way to run. If the batter reaches the base before the fielders can find the ball, a run scores. If not, an out is recorded. Francesco Guerra coaches the team.
It's a game of timing, it's a game of listening, and it's a game of agility, a game of strength and endurance.
Guerra has no vision in his left eye and is legally blind in his right. He has been playing beep baseball since 1985 and is a three-time MVP of the Beep Baseball World Series. The series is coming to Ames next July. 400 teams will be there. Guerra wants at least one of them to be from Iowa. With the additions of Adaptive Sports Iowa and an Eastern Iowa group called Sportability of Iowa, the state is becoming a pace setter in offering opportunities for disabled athletes. It was also the site for a first among disabled sports. In October, Jordan Haubuchel of Linmar and Drake Saxonmeyer of Comanche became the first wheelchair runners in the nation to compete at a high school cross-country championship. In Ankeny, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.